everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom. This is the place where exciting things happen, and I know your English will improve today. My name is Rebecca. Here's an interesting question for you all. What's the most unusual form of transportation you've ever taken? That's right. Here's the question one more time. What is the most unusual form of transportation that you've ever taken? Was it a taxi? I guess that's not too unusual. A bus? Actually, that's pretty common. And the MRT? That's very common. Well, we have an interesting lesson today titled, Take a Ride in a Bike Taxi. Have you ever taken a ride in a bike taxi? Well, here's a question. What's a bike taxi? That's a great question, and we're going to answer that question today. And here's another question. What is the history of bike taxis? And what is the allure of bike taxis? We're definitely going to have so much fun discussing bike taxis today. And of course, you see this word allure. It's one of the word bank words in the magazine. So you're going to pay special attention to this word. Anyway, friends, make sure you have your magazines and let's go talk about bike taxis. Let's go!
Take a ride in a bike taxi. An eco-friendly way to get around town. Found in urban areas from New York to Bangkok, the bike taxi represents an efficient and sensible mode of transportation. Also known as a pedicab in the U.S., cyclo in Vietnam, and cyclopus in Madagascar, the bike taxi is popular in many places. However, the idea of bike taxis is gaining momentum in more areas as technology helps to make hailing one even simpler. Customers can use an app or send an online request and one will appear.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 eco 这个字首。eco 这个字是 ecology, E-C-O-L-O-G-Y, 生态这个名词的缩写。把它放在字首表示是与生态有关的。例如课文中提到的 eco-friendly 是指环保的。例如 ,the house was built with eco-friendly materials. 这栋房子是用环保材料盖的。或者是 The Eco Advertising Campaign successfully promoted the enterprise's image. 这个保护生态的广告成功地提升了公司的形象。继续我们看的是 Momentum, 这个不可数名词。Momentum 在这里是指气势或冲力。课文中提到的 Gain Momentum 是指凝聚气势或力量。例如 This candidate's election campaign is gaining momentum rapidly.这位候选人的选举造势活动正在快速地帮助他集气。Momentum 也指动力。例如 ,the skier maintained his momentum as he sledded down the hill. 这位滑雪者从山丘上下滑的时候维持非常好的冲力。
Thank you so much, Michelle. Rebecca.Have you ever ridden in a bike taxi?
Have I ever ridden in a bike taxi? Gabe, why did you have to ask that question? Because I have not, and it makes me very sad that I have not yet ridden in a bike taxi.
Well, Rebecca, don't be so sad. I'm sure you'll have plenty of opportunities to. I have ridden in something similar to a bike taxi when I was in Beijing.That was a great way to get around. You sit in a little cart, there's a space for two people, and then there's someone riding the bike in front of you. So bike taxis come in many different shapes and forms around the world.
That's right. I do like biking, so I'm sure I would enjoy riding in a bike taxi. And of course, our lesson is called Take a Ride in a Bike Taxi, an eco-friendly way to get around town. I would say that's very true.
Well, hey.
Yeah, yeah, what's up?
Let's take a look at that little friendly word here on the screen. Ooh. Yes, it is the word friendly. And you can see there's a little hyphen or dash right there with this word. Something is eco-friendly is something that is good for the ecology, or it does not harm the ecology or the environment. Of course, bikes don't cause pollution, right?
Right.
So they are eco-friendly.
And of course, there are other words that you can put in front of this word, dash, friendly.
Mm-hmm.
So let's think of some examples. Ah, I've got one. You could say, this hotel is not dog-friendly, so you better not bring your dog.
Hmm. So that doesn't mean that the hotel is going to harm your dog,
oh, right.
But it's not appropriate for you to bring your dog to that hotel. Or maybe something like this. This is not a very bike-friendly city. There may be not very many paths that you can ride on. Maybe it's better for cars. It's not a bike-friendly city.
You know, Gabe, I actually moved from a city that wasn't very bike-friendly.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a very dangerous area to ride your bike because, mm-hmm. there, like you said, there were no bike paths or places to ride your bike.
Well, friends, we're talking about an eco-friendly way to get around town. Found in urban areas from New York to Bangkok, the bike taxi represents an efficient and sensible mode of transportation. Okay, so it seems like there are many ways to get around town, and maybe you want to try something like a bike taxi.
Ooh, it looks like so much fun. I can't wait to try out a bike taxi. But here in our lesson, as you can see, the bike taxi actually is known by different names around the world, like the pedicab in the U.S. or the cyclo in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, what else do we have here?
The cyclocoos in Madagascar. But actually,
yes,
this picture is one taken from New York. This is a bike taxi that you would see in New York City, which is incredible, Rebecca. I don't think of bike taxis when I think of New York City. I think of cars honking and lots of traffic, but not bike taxis.
You know, you are absolutely right. Well, continuing with our lesson, we see, however, the idea of bike taxis is gaining momentum. That means that it's becoming more popular in more areas as technology helps to make hailing one even simpler. Hailing! Gabe, what are you doing? You're raising your hand. Why are you raising your hand?
I'm waiting. I'm
you
waiting
have a question.
For. No.
Oh.
I'm waiting for a taxi to come by or a bus. Oh. I'm trying to hail a bus, trying to get its attention.
Yeah, well, good luck with that. I don't think you're going to see any buses or taxis around here.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Not inside the studio, anyway. But that's what you do, friends, when you want to flag down a taxi or a bus to stop so that you can get on or inside the taxi. That's called hailing a taxi or hailing the bus.
You know, Gabe, I remember not too long ago, I was trying to hail a taxi.
Mm-hmm.
I raised my hand. I even waved it a little bit.
Yeah, so it stopped and picked you up, right?
No, it didn't stop. The light was not on. So I guess,
it was occupied.
It was occupied.
There was another passenger inside that taxi.
Right.
Too bad for Rebecca.
It was very unfortunate. Well, anyway, our lesson talks about using an app or sending an online request to hail these bike taxis. Makes it much easier.
That's right. Well, speaking of bikes, is there proper bike etiquette? Steve and Ken would like to talk about this idea in the Info Cloud.
Sometimes when we're in public, there are certain behaviors that are expected of us, behaviors that help keep society running smoothly. They're kind of unspoken rules that we call etiquette.
One example is bike etiquette. At its core, it means being mindful of others who share the road with you, including pedestrians, motorists, and other bikers.
Bike etiquette is similar to driving etiquette. So, whether you're biking in a park or on the street, get familiar with the etiquette just as you would if you were driving a car.
Like, look before making a turn And always keep to the right, allowing others to pass.
Also, while you're riding a bike, don't ever suddenly stop in the middle of the path, especially if you need to look at your phone.
If you absolutely must stop, pull off the path completely. That's the polite thing to do.
Mountain biking has its own etiquette too, like yield to hikers and don't damage the plant life.
Yes. Now, parents, etiquette is something that needs to be learned. Teaching your kids bike etiquette is a great way to prepare them for driving a scooter or a car. So start early.
我们今天不妨来学一些 bike etiquette, 骑脚踏车的礼仪。当我们骑车时一定要注意到周遭其他的用路人，包括行人、车辆以及其他的脚踏车。其实骑脚踏车就跟开车一样，也要遵守交通规则。最基本的就是 always keep to the right, 要靠右边骑。靠右不只可以避免跟对方的来车相撞，也可以利于别人超车。另外，如果你跟朋友一起骑车，要记得不要并排骑，而是要 ride in a single file, 前后骑，就像排队一样。若是想要停车，千万不要停在路当中，因为那样子呢，很可能会被后面的人撞上。我们应该 pull off the path completely, 先靠边，离开自行车道，再停下来。父母亲如果能够教导小孩 bike etiquette,他们以后长大骑机车或开车时就已经懂得要注意行车安全了。这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次明天见。
There are no taxis today. I want to hail a taxi, but no taxis.
Hello, sir.
Hi.
Would you like a ride in my bike taxi?
No, I would like to sit in a regular taxi. Thank you.
Well, bike taxis are more special.
But it looks like there's only room for one person on your bike or in your bike taxi.
Well, there's room.There's definitely room. You want to know how it works?
How does it work?
Well, here, you put this rope around you, and then come stand right here in the front. Ah, there we go.
Like this?
Yep.
Okay, this seems like an eco-friendly way to get around town.
You got it. It's very eco-friendly. Now, where would you like to go, sir?
Oh, to Dodger, Dodger Street. Do you know where that is?
Yes, it's...It's right over there.
Over here?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay, so, what are you waiting for?
Oh, I leave... Oh, well, here we go.
Yes. Oh, and it's so relaxing.
Take a ride in a bike taxi. A bit of history. The rickshaw, a cart pulled by someone on foot...was the predecessor to the bike taxi and originated in Japan. The use of a bicycle then became a better and easier way to pull the cart. The allure of bike taxis. The bike taxi is certainly environmentally friendly. No pollution, minimal resource expenditure, mainly human energy, and low cost. Being smaller than cars,They can also weave through traffic jams for speedier travel. And from a tourist's point of view, sightseeing from a bike taxi can be more thrilling. So when you have a chance to take a bike taxi, give it a go.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 allure 这个不可数名词。Allure 是指诱惑力或魅力。例如 ,the allure of Paris is irresistible, 巴黎的魅力无人能挡。或者是 ,the actor demonstrates incredible allure when he's on stage, 这位演员当他一上了舞台就会展现出一种神奇的吸引力。如果去掉字首的 al, lure 就是动词。 例如 supermarkets lure their customers with coupons and discounts, 超级市场运用折价券或折扣来吸引顾客。所以我们看的是 expenditure 这个名词， EX 这个字首是向外的，所以 expenditure 在这里是指精神、时间或体力上的消耗。例如 the expenditure of time and effort on the project has been rewarded with good results.这个案子所投入的时间与金钱已经得到了不错的成果。Expenditure 也可以指花费或开销。例如 ,the proposal is to lower the government's annual expenditure on arms. 这个提案是要降低政府每一年的国防费用。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thanks, Michelle. So we learned here a little bit about the history of the bike taxi.And we also learn about the allure of bike taxis, or why people might be interested in them. And we see a phrase here, environmentally friendly, that reminds me of the phrase eco-friendly. It's good for the environment.
That's right. So we see no pollution,、minimal resource expenditure, mainly human energy, and best of all, low cost. And of course, we also see being smaller than cars, they can also weave through traffic jams for speedier travel. Hey, I kind of like that word, weave, Gabe.
Well, yeah, and when I think about this word、weave, I also think aboutcertain kinds of bike taxis, which really are thin and very slick, kind of like the ones you see here. You can imagine it would be easy to go into or through small spaces in a bike taxi like this. But I also like that word weave, Rebecca.、What does it mean to weave?
That just means that you kind of go through the traffic by moving quickly and changing directions often. So you're kind of going like this and then、like this and this, trying to get through all the people.
Yeah, just imagine a basket, friends. Because when you make a basket, you're weaving the basket. You're weaving pieces or strips of things together, going in and out, above and under. That is weaving.Well, friends, right now it's time for us to、see how Ben is going to help us remember this lesson with a little bit of sing
it
out.
Sing it out.
Sorry, I am late, Ben. You know, I gotta tell you, traffic jams are a pain, especially when you're...riding in a taxi.
Oh, yeah. Hey, have you heard of bike taxis?
Bike taxis?
Yeah.
Actually, that's kind of what we're talking about in our lesson today.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, instead of taking a taxi, you should just take a ride in a bike taxi.
That sounds so comfortable.
You know, because it's eco-friendly for you and me.
Take a ride in a bike taxi.
Eco-friendly, just for you and me. Take a ride, yeah. Take a ride, yeah, yeah. You know, the idea of taking bike taxis is gaining momentum.
Gaining momentum? Like, it's becoming more and more popular?
Yeah, exactly. More and more people want to take bike taxis instead of just normal taxis.
That's cool.
Yeah.Take a ride in a bike taxi. It's eco-friendly for you and me. Take a ride in a bike taxi. It's eco-friendly just for you and me. Take a ride. Take a ride. Yeah.
You know, it really is a pain to kind of...sit in a taxi and wait for that traffic to clear up. But with a bike taxi, you can weave through the traffic jams for speedier travel. And so that's why the bike taxi driver tells me to
take a ride in a bike taxi. It's eco-friendly for you and me. Take a ride in a bike taxi. It's eco-friendly.For you and me, take a ride in a bike taxi.
friendly. Won't you and me take a ride in a bike taxi? It's eco-friendly. Won't you and me take a ride? Take a ride. Yeah, so next time, just take a ride in a bike taxi.
I think I will.
You know, that's all the time we have for today. We'll see you next time on
Sing It Out.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, time to go get in my little bike taxi.
Bike taxi!
2, 3, 4!
Hello, lady. Do you want a ride?
Yes, I want a taxi.
Well, get in.
I don't want a bicycle. I want a taxi.
This is a bike taxi. It's an efficient and sensible mode of transportation.
No thanks. I want a real taxi.
Hey, bike taxis are popular in many places. The idea is gaining momentum.
I wonder why.
Hailing one is simpler. Just use an app or send an online request and one will appear.
Oh, but isn't this the same as a rickshaw?
No. Rickshaws are carts pulled by someone on foot. They originated in Japan.
Well, a bike does seem better and easier than a rickshaw.
I agree. And bike taxis have allure.
Allure?
Yes. They're environmentally friendly, no pollution, and a minimal resource expenditure.
True. It's all human energy.
And bike taxis are low cost.
Low cost?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but it is kind of small.
So they can weave through traffic jams for speedier travel.
Yeah, and sightseeing would be thrilling.
Yes. Here's your big chance to try a bike taxi.
Yeah, but...
Come on, give it a go.
Well, okay. I'll jump in.
Ready? Here we go.
Okay, I'm ready to go in a bike taxi. Are you, Rebecca?
Well, absolutely. I'm ready, so let's do it. Well, friends, thank you for joining us today, and we will see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
Bye-bye.